left and right alike. If you go to a liberal church, if you go to a conservative church, if you don't even go to a church, you go to a different kind of place. You can make a huge difference. And we have to, as fiscal conservatives, step into that moment and be helpful to people in their time of need, because we as fiscal conservatives don't need the government to do it. And faith-based initiatives, which was something that the Republican Party ended up investing in and then having to detract from, we need to do that. And we don't need our legislators to tell us that we need to do it in order to make it happen. We should take that mantle up on ourselves. I want to get to our guest here, Jason Smith. He is a congressman, Chairman Jason Smith. He is, of course, right here from Missouri's 8th District. He's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. I wanted to get right to you as we're talking about this, Congressman, because the big, beautiful bill has passed. We have put ourselves in a position where we are on the other side of the Trump tax cuts being made permanent. I know that was a very hard fight for you, but you were able to help get it done. Congressman, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Always great to be with you.
So I want to ask you, just to allow you to highlight for us here, your local constituents, what do you really want us to know about the Big Beautiful Bill and what it accomplished?
Well, if you just look at from the tax perspective, which that's what the Ways and Means Committee was focused on, if we would not have passed this bill, you would have seen on average a 22% tax increase on every single American. 207 million taxpayers would see their taxes go up. So I said all along, failure was not an option. And we were able to drive through a very, very good tax cut. Americans, Missourians don't have to worry about a tax increase. They're actually getting a tax cut. So a family who makes less than $100,000 a year, they're not going to see a 22% tax increase.
That's enormous.
They're actually going to have a 12% tax cut included with it. The child tax credit, for example, is expanded to $2,200 and made permanent. That will affect 200,000 families just in the St. Louis region, in your area alone. This is huge. Whether it's the standard deduction, which is what 91% of all Americans use to file their taxes, we increase that. That a husband and wife could be able to write off $31,500. This is the highest it has ever been, which will provide real tax relief to the majority of Americans to file. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, all the presidential promises. This bill is the largest tax cut in U.S. history. It's also the largest tax cut ever for working families and small business owners.
So we're speaking with Congressman Jason Smith. He is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. A lot of people, I bet you're probably one of them, would have loved to have seen a steeper cut in spending. We have to understand on the outside looking in that the job to get this done is not a simple one. Do you feel like this House of Representatives or the Congress as a whole has it in them to continue to cut spending?
I sure hope so. I'll tell you, in the Big Beautiful Bill, one portion that we didn't touch on is the massive welfare reforms that was in this bill. The largest welfare reforms in the history of America. It surpassed the welfare reform that everyone talked about from the 90s and made it look like just peanuts compared to what we did in this bill. We cut $1.5 trillion of mandatory spending in this bill, which is single-handedly the largest cut in spending ever in U.S. history. Can we cut more? Absolutely. Should we cut more? Yes. But, you know, sometimes it takes baby steps to move forward. These rescissions, we passed the rescissions package out of the House. It's over on the Senate side right now. Hopefully they'll be able to put it on the president's desk. There's numerous aspects in regards to that. But those Medicaid work requirements that was within the Big Beautiful Bill, requiring able-bodied, healthy adults with no kids to work, that is huge. Making sure illegal immigrants don't receive Medicaid is huge. These are reforms that was put in the bill that's going to save a lot of money, and it'll help protect those programs for the true safety net of the people that need them.
Congressman Jason Smith speaking with us right now, Missouri's 8th District Representative, right here on the divider line in St. Louis. We have a red state in Missouri, a blue state in Illinois. Salt was certainly a big argument for some of the, probably more New York. My understanding is that the Illinois Republicans weren't the ones pounding their fists on the table for this. Do you find that those representatives that were pushing hard for that SALT consideration, the state and local tax consideration, are they also on board for cutting spending in the future, just in different ways? Are we going to have a coalition of Republicans in the House that want to do this?
Yeah, I think Republicans want to get the fiscal house in order. It's in a dire need. Whenever you're looking at a $2 trillion deficit a year, that's unsustainable. That is devastating to our economy. But what I will say, Annie, and not many people's reporting, I think it's welcoming news that just in the month of June alone, this last June, we actually had a $26 billion surplus of revenues and expenses, which is the first time since June of 2016. So 9 years ago. Of course, that's only 1 month. But it's because of the revenues coming in from tariffs. And also we had a high amount of tax receipts that came in. But it's a step in the right direction. We need to continue to do so.
Yes, I think the work requirements is something that has people raising their eyebrows a little bit. A lot of people are like, wait, why wouldn't we have been doing that already? What to contribute in some capacity, not one that debilitates your ability to take care of your family or yourself. But I feel very much so, led by the Trump administration, but the Republicans in Congress, that there is a shift in mentality about the pride that we take in our work, what we create as people, not what is created by government. And of course, that means money being made by a successful working class in the country. That what we're seeing right now from the Republicans, you guys want us to keep that money to keep the economy growing. The Democrats are always looking for an opportunity to grow government and to offer provisions for people. What is the Democrat alternative to what you've seen in these negotiations? You've gotten zero Democrat support.
We've absolutely got zero Democrat support. The days of those Southern Democrats that our grandparents and even some of our parents were, they don't exist in the halls of Congress. The folks that I serve with in Congress on the other side, they haven't found a tax that they do not like. In fact, they truly believe that they know how to spend your money better than you know how to spend your money. And that's why you would not see any help in any kind of tax cuts or tax relief. They said all along that, like, oh, if you're doing tax cuts for people making less than $400,000 a year, we would support it. That's the majority of this bill. The majority of this bill. I mean, how many billionaires do you know, Annie, that gets paid on tips?
Yeah.
How many billionaires do you know works overtime? Like, it's madness. The relief in this bill is focused, and the primary interest is working families.
That it's important to highlight the messaging out there, the counter messaging, I should say. It's really just pre-baked to me. They hate Trump. They hate everything he does, so they hate this. They haven't really thought about it. They're not being challenged to think about it. We're speaking with Congressman Jason Smith. I'm curious about the priorities that exist right now for the Republicans, who are the majority in the House, of course. The big, beautiful bill is passed. You've got a budget coming up. And there are also investigations that we're hearing a lot about. How do we walk and chew gum at the same time and make sure that we get as much done before y'all go into your midterm campaign events?
You know, Annie, it's very easy to walk and chew gum now with a leader like we have with President Trump. This man never stops working. He's coming up with new plans, new proposals to make the golden age to be in existence in America. And the big, beautiful bill was just a step in the process, making sure that we are treated fairly when it comes to trading relationships with other countries is what the president calls me about more than he does when he in regards to tax policy. And he talks to me a lot about tax policy. We just delivered all of his tax priorities. But trade, we have to make sure American manufacturers, small businesses, American farmers are treated fairly. It is crazy, Annie, that if you look at the European Union and you compare their trading relationship that the U.S. has with the European Union, which should be a They're supposed to be a great, strong partner. Think about chicken. Angola, the poor country of Angola, purchases more chicken from the United States than the entire European Union combined. And when you look at Angola's GDP, it's 200 to 1 of that. Of the European Union's GDP is 200 to 1 compared to that of Angola. You look at the country of Honduras, 10 million people. They purchase more pork, Annie, from the United States than the entire European Union combined. And there's over 450 million people in the European Union. That is because they have non-tariff barriers that's canceling out U.S. agriculture. And I'm so thankful we have a president standing up to it. And that's what we're working alongside with him in Congress to make sure that those markets are open. When you're looking at access to healthcare, that's another big priority that we're not going to slow down in the next 18 months. And there's also some other tax policies that I'm not going to give up on that we need to continue to push. And I think you'll see it. The president has listed he wants to do several other pieces of legislation. He likes signing the big, beautiful bill. I was with him on July 4th when he did it at the White House. He wants more legislation on his desk, and Congress should deliver it.
He seems as though he's shepherding his priorities through. He seems that he has them streamlined. The administration has gotten so much done in 6 months. Everybody knows that these midterms are looming every day that we get closer to probably November of this year. The campaigns will start going full bore. What is the message out of the Republican Party, specifically the House GOP, about the need to extend the majority? Why vote Republican in the midterms? What are you asking for when it comes to people's votes?
Let me tell you, the first 6 months of President Trump's term in office has been the most impactful 6 months that our country has ever seen of any president. What is so important to realize that if we lose the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, you will have Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi and AOC and all these other lovely individuals that I serve with up here trying to impeach the president every second of the day. And virtually, you will not have a four-year term of President Trump alone. You will not see a tax that they don't want to increase under their watch. And they want to tell you exactly how to live your lives and how you have to conform under DEI. And they're going to make sure that boys can play in girls' sports again. You can't make it up, the stuff that they want to do. They want to have a border that's completely wide open. This is their strategy.
Yeah.
Thank God we have President Trump, but we have to win the midterm elections.
Yeah, and they will be here before you know it. Congressman Jason Smith, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. We loved watching you work through the big, beautiful bill. That was a race that was interesting to watch, and we're glad you're able to get it past the finish line. And we hope you'll come back and continue to inform us about the spending cuts that a lot of Americans, your constituents alike, want to see done. We appreciate your fight for us.
Thanks, Annie. I hope I never have to be in that pressure cooker like that again, but we got it done.
You came out strong.
Excited about it.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Congressman Jason Smith, he is the representative from Missouri's 8th District, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's going to have his work cut out for him as this term of Congress, I think it's the 119th Congress, as it continues to work to get the Trump America First agenda done. The YouTube live chat poll for today is President Trump making a mistake in the Epstein case, yes or no? I'd love to know what your thoughts are on this. Peeking at the poll results right now, still close. You could get in there and affect the outcome of this poll by the end of the show. Lots of comments as well coming through, like Joe. He says, option E, I recognize Trump probably screwed up, but I won't give the left the satisfaction of saying it. So option E doesn't exist. It's a yes or no question. If you want to leave a comment, though, to clarify, we're happy to have that as well. We're going to take a quick break. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.